I'm Alastair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Alastair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Broadcasting live from the True Crime Today studios to the world. This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
From the Hit Killers podcast, Murder in the Morning.
Milwaukee, Wisconsin. City that's no stranger to its interesting folks. Dahmer. Some rough edges down there. But this one, this is kind of the story that makes you question humanity.
Oh.
An 8-month-old baby. 8 months. Those of you who have been around children, have your own, have been aunts, uncles, whatever, you can picture the 8-month-old baby. Not that big. 8 months. Innocent, defenseless. Well, the subject of our story today is now clinging to life because of a moment of rage. The accused in this story, it's a 20-year-old named Jalene White, who allegedly lost his temper over a video game and then chucked his own child against a wall.
Oh, my God.
Over NBA 2K. Let that sink in. The details of this are brutal. Call came from a local hospital. Doctors had seen enough child abuse cases to recognize the signs. But this one was especially grim. A skull fracture, broken ribs, shattered collarbone. And the kicker? The injuries were in various stages of healing.
Oh, fuck. So this asshole's done this before.
Yeah. Grimm indicated this was not a one-time outburst. The baby had been suffering for a while. When the police confronted White, his stories unraveled faster than a cheap sweater. First, he tried to shift the blame onto the baby's mother. Classic move from the playbook of denial. But investigators were not buying it. Timeline did not add up. The injuries told a very different story, one that White could not outrun. And finally, he cracked. The confession came out. It was as chilling as you'd expect. Frustrated by losing a close game of NBA 2K, White admitted he, quote, tossed his son, his words, not mine, tossed like the baby was a rag doll or something. Quote, he hit his head hard on the wall, bro, unquote. White reportedly said, as if recounting a bad shot at the buzzer. Very casual tone to the horror of what had just happened. He hit his head hard on the wall, bro.
Can we permanently make it so this guy can never procreate again? Can we do that?
I just wish that sometimes police had branding irons in there. In their pockets of goodies, right next to the handcuffs. Hang on. We have the Insta iron here. You, what did you just? Okay. Stand, spread them. Okay, we're done.
Just cauterize his testicles and they can't do anything anymore. They're still attached, yeah. But we're just going to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cauterize it so you can't, there's no sperm moving
anymore.
We don't
need a judge or a jury for this, son. The baby's prognosis, it's grim. Doctors have done what they can, but the injuries are catastrophic. If the child doesn't survive, then it's a grim expectation right now. White's charges will escalate to homicide. Baby's life extinguished over a video game loss. For now, White sits in Milwaukee County Jail, is bonded $100,000. No word yet on whether he's found a lawyer or even entered a plea. None of that matters much in the court of public opinion. Facts are out. And they paint a pretty grim picture of this guy who let his frustration take him to a very dark and very violent place.
This is a horrible human being. There's no other way to put this. Yeah. I mean, I'm going to say, and I don't have kids. We talked about my animosity toward children, but I would never harm another individual, a creature, especially a helpless creature, for fuck's sake. But I know that parents get frustrated. I know that, you know, the baby's been crying all night, you haven't slept in 3 days, yada yada yada, postpartum depression, all that stuff. I get that. This is different. This feels different. This is somebody who has no grasp on reality, that you're sitting there playing a video game. Obviously, you're not in control of your faculties if this is how you react to your own child.
No.
You're out of control. You're not mature.
No.
As horrible and tragic as this is for this child, maybe this isn't the worst thing if that child, forgive me, but passes away and doesn't have to be subject to this person anymore.
Well, I mean, obviously the ideal thing would be to have never been in this situation to begin with.
Obviously, but the universe put that child there.
I hear what you're saying. Where would this child face an upbringing of continued abuse and torture, is what you're saying, basically, if it does not die, if it's given back to Jelaine White? I'm sure it probably would.
And no, I don't mean that, I'm glad if this baby... No, that's not what I'm saying. My God, no. But I'm saying... this child has already had a horrific start.
Yeah.
And I don't want to know
what's better.
I don't trust the system enough that this child would be properly cared for from this point on after.
What's better? More torture for many years of a soul or leaving the world? I guess a question that everyone would probably have a different answer to.
And that's where I'm coming from. Yeah. I don't want to see this child suffer anymore. Yeah. And if death comes, it would be sweet relief for this poor soul. Well, especially
if they're suffering and there is no way back, which we don't know the answer. But if that's where it is, yeah. I mean,
we've seen so many cases though, Tony, where horribly abused kids somehow end up back with the abuser.
Oh, yes, exactly.
That's where I'm coming from. It just breaks my heart. And I'm so tired of hearing those stories, and this is just such a bad situation. Oh, but he's the biological father.
Fuck
well,
that.
You know what? He's the murderer.
I that's the dumbest thing that our court systems operate on, is the biology thing. Like, it doesn't mean shit. It's based on a study out of the 1960s that's been proven wrong a gazillion times, and yet we still operate on this principle as if that's fact and that's the best thing for a child to always be with the biological parent, no matter what, no matter if they're a rapist, if they beat the shit out of mom, beat the shit out of the kid, beat the shit out of the brother, you know, shot up the grocery store, you know, serially raped everyone at church. If it's a biological father, they have a right, and or the mother, whatever. That's best for the kid to have to know who that person. No, it's not. The best thing they should hear is some fucking fairy tale that so and so went off, did some sort of fucking heroic thing, and died in the process. Like, that would probably be the healthiest thing to tell the child. Versus they were a serial rapist and murderer, and they finally got caught. That could fuck with a kid pretty good. I'm going to go with got run over by ponies while trying to save a unicorn.
No.
You know,
yeah.
It depends on the age of the kid. If they can handle it, you know, one's the unicorn story, one's, I'm sorry, he was a serial rapist. Look out for the signs. You know, it's, yeah, just fucked up.
It is. It just is. I got nothing. In Milwaukee is 3 hours from where I am. Yeah. I mean, I hope this guy ends up in jail and doesn't see the light of day again.
I hope for that. And I hope once incarcerated, you know, like I say a lot, you know, prison justice has a way of getting things done.
Let's be honest. Nothing kills the thrill of a good murder mystery like a commercial for laundry detergent. It's like someone slapping a closed sign on your favorite dive bar. But you're not here for that, are you? You're here for the good stuff. So ditch the ads and upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get your crime straight. No chaser. Commercial free with extended interviews and early access. It's like getting the bartender's special when the bar's already closed. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and drink it all in.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September. I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September. I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Anish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September. I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Anish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September. I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Anish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.